Recently, somebody asked me, is there something beyond giving back? And as I tuned into that, there was a vastness, starting off in a small way and then expanding into an indefinable space. So tuning in, there is what we'll call the normal. That is the way the majority of people live, and that's totally self-centered. Everything is about them. And it can extend to a partner or a family, but it's still about the family being in a good situation so they can feel good. And even some people that do social welfare work and so on, there is an underlining state for many people that they're doing it because they feel good doing it. So it's still about them. And then there is a state after that where the self starts to dissolve. It's not the focus. It's not the main point of things. There's a looking out to see the others. And then when somebody needs something, a response happens. It's no longer doing good. Let's say it's being good. It's responding to the situation on the outside, which includes the other. And then we could look again that, and this is quite rare, but the other as such starts to dissolve, that the other is no longer the other, that the self and the other have become so blended that there isn't an alternative to being available for that person. And we could say on a more mundane level that the self feels good when the other feels good, but it's beyond that. It's beyond seeing the other as another. It's just, this is, and this isn't quite the word, the right description, this is what needs to happen. Needs is a bit strong. Interwoven with all of this is a thing that in the East they call karma. That is often paying back, is balancing something from what they call other lives. And it can even be a balance in this life. So balancing. So there's another aspect to weave into it somewhere. But then we get to the space of, we've gone beyond doing, we've gone beyond balancing, and then, and it's rare, somebody reaches a space of being. They're just being. And then there's no decision to help the person. And the image I'm getting of that is, when the sun shines on a piece of desert, and the desert gets hot, the air rises. As the air rises, it creates a vacuum and draws in cooler air, which we call wind, the invisible energy, wind. And that can happen with people. As a need arises out there, nothing's being done. There is a response to this situation to balance this need. And in a way, the whole planet is attempting to balance itself. And until the majority start to get this, that we are one family, we're not little bits here and there, religions and countries and people starving and people rich. That's how it looks. But of course, when you get these shots from space modules looking down at the Earth, it's one Earth. We are one. The sea is compensating, the air is compensating, and until we get to compensating, we'll live in the turmoil we're in at the moment. And then vaguely, I get a feeling that there's beyond that as well. There are people, like it said, Lao Tzu, after he'd finished his teaching, he went away into the mountains to be on his own. So no longer not only giving back, but responding to that area and just being. And I've mentioned this before, I have the idea that there may be numbers of people in the Himalayas just sitting and radiating. And it may be that they're keeping the necessary balance just to keep the planet, even in the state it's in at the moment, just being. But not just being to save the planet, because then that's a subtle doing, and that subtle doing creates its opposite, which again in the East they call a karma. If you do something, even if you do something good for the person, you're creating an imbalance, which they have to pay for, and so do you. Do you get that? When you do good, you've made an imbalance, and you both have to pay in some way. Some balance needs, will take place. So I just imagine that there can be people that reach such a high frequency, they're only just in a body. They're just in a body. And they stay in this dimension, and they're not doing anything in a way that is trying to balance anything, trying to do anything, and therefore not creating its opposite, not creating a consequence. And I imagine, and I don't know, but I imagine that's as close as you can get and stay in a body. Once it goes beyond that, you ascend, which means the body no longer needs to be there. All the components, all the atoms, the molecules, everything reduce to their natural frequency, and therefore are no longer bonded together. There's no longer the agreement to stay together, to make a body, which is what is the tradition of Babaji in the Himalayas. He got to such a state that he didn't need a body, the body dissolved, and now, if he wants, he can consciously create it. But he only does that for people who are at a certain frequency and vibration. And again, it's not to create an opposite. So, can you get that? Doing good creates an opposite. And I'm not saying don't do it, but just take a look. There is something, we could call it karma, I don't have another word, but there is a balance somewhere. So, practical. How to be in the day-to-day. I keep coming back to this thing again. Just be there, consciously. Know what you're doing. Know what you're saying. Know what you're thinking. And don't interfere. And if you don't interfere, you become, in the East they say a hollow bamboo. That's great. You become a hollow bamboo, which means there is no doing in you, but existence dances through you, sings through you, plays through you, does what's needed through you. And for that, you need to live in each moment, because you never know. You're on your way to somewhere, and suddenly, there is somebody there that does need assistance. And a response comes from you. Maybe a car accident. You know, in car accidents, people panic. It just needs somebody to go there and say to the person, I'm here. I'm with you. Just relax. Help is on the way. And if you are present, you've let go of where you're going. You're there with that person. That person will pick up that. They'll pick up that frequency. It's called love. It's caring. Most people are panicking because, what if that was me, or my daughter, or my daughter, or that. They're in themselves, and that's where most people are most of the time, in themselves. And it's hell. Set yourself free. Look out, include yourself, and look out what's out there, what's calling you, and what is your response to that. And then you'll find, Jesus says the kingdom of God is within, you'll find it's on, the planet is the kingdom of God. There is no separation. Heaven and hell are attitudes, conscious or unconscious. So we come back to the old thing again, be here now, unconditionally.